everyone knew this, including my Aunt Sheila, who once tried to kill a pair of falsies with a fly swatter because she thought they were spider crawling on the end table. I can still hear Mama screaming, my eyelashes are falling off, when we were riding Big Thunder Mountain Railroad roller coaster at Disney World. I never understood the passion behind this interjection until I had some false eyelashes of my own. I went to a fancy place that put them on for me one lash at a time. No drugstore box falsies for this girl. I was enamored by them. I didn't have to wear mascara. Everyone told me my eyes popped. And best of all, they totally camouflaged my bags. I even experienced my eyelashes hysteria when I was riding in a boat around a lake with my friend Stephanie. That was the instance I officially became a mother's daughter. After a solid summer of false eyelash bliss, I decided the cosmetic tweak was too expensive to maintain on a regular basis. If you ran into me on the street today, you'd see my boring short lashes that in no way mask the dents under my eyes. And that's okay. I was getting a little crazy experimenting with lash length there at the end. I'd like to officially thank my friend Amy for gently letting me know that I was beginning to look a lot like a Disney princess. And not in the little birdies helping me get dressed kind of way. My eyes were full on theatrical and ready for their close-up. I'm glad Amy steered me away from looking like tarantula legs were dangling from my eyelids. We need friends like this to give it to us straight. Julie once suggested I take off the gray sweater I was wearing because it made me look a little jaundiced. I never wore that sweater again. My friend Jill used her pointer finger and thumb to pull a hair from my chin while I was driving. How the hair was long enough to waft in the wind without me knowing it was there is not the point. Jill saw a need, and she stepped in. She guffawed at the mightiness of the lone hair, placed it beside a mechanical pencil she found in the cup holder of my car to show its relative size, took a picture with her phone, and then brushed it away. We seldom speak of this incident, because Jill knows one day I'll be the one plucking a hair from her chin while she's driving. Here's your takeaway. Tweezers are your friend. I'm sure most of you have an unspoken agreement with someone you trust that she will bring tweezers to your funeral and pluck anything and everything unruly on exposed body parts. Should the service be open casket, it's okay to admit you have that friend on standby. I do, plus 3 backups. I'm not exaggerating. The idea of people spotting a rogue facial hair or seeing me with unruly skin abnormalities makes my throat thick. These significant concerns stem from the events surrounding one grim afternoon. Because we're friends, I'll share the ghastly details of that infamous day. Buckle up. I'm about to get vulnerable. It all started with an annoying iOS update notification. These aggressive little reminders begging us to both fear and eagerly anticipate the latest, greatest version of what new and exciting wingdings our smartphones offer. I downloaded the iOS update one quiet afternoon and spent way too many hours discovering new emojis and sending fried eggs in a skillet or a dancing lady in a red dress to various people. I was sitting at my kitchen table, typing my text message with my 2 pointy fingers. You see, I have a condition the medical community calls toe thumbs. And by medical community, I mean the old lady nurse with a terrible bedside manner at my childhood pediatrician's office. Toe thumb texting is often spectacularly unsuccessful for me. There's so much meat there, and I tend to hit several letters instead of only one. Luckily, my friends have adapted. There I was, punching out emojis of a lollipop and the Nicaraguan flag because it's a pretty turquoise, when a text popped up from a cute guy I knew who asked me if I wanted to buy some concert tickets from him. As I was weighing my options, my left index finger rested on a little camera icon right above the keyboard. Suddenly, a bizarre box popped up. I saw my face, a face mere inches from the screen. Then, because the Lord knew I would one day be writing a book about insecurities, my phone took a picture all by itself. Oh, I'm not done. Dear reader, it sent the picture by itself, too. With a gut-wrenching physicality, I screamed, "No!" in my best Rachel Green voice. I sat in shock, panic, and utter despair as my face sped through the cosmos to the cute concert ticket guy's phone. I still get hives thinking about it. For you to fully understand the gravity of the situation, it's important for me to intricately describe exactly what visual we're dealing with here. The top side of the frame...